You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
You can acquire market valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts. And I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my business is that I get to work with people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. And my programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Hi, everyone. It's Jessica Eves Matthews. Welcome back to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance, and welcome back to the ePodcast Network. Today, we are continuing a several-part series on protecting your brilliant ideas. Today is part two of that series, Trademarking Your Brand. And before we start, I have to add the usual disclaimer that I need to be clear that I'm not your lawyer in this podcast. I'm providing you with information and educational materials today that will help you clarify what you can do on your own and what you'll need a lawyer for in the future. And I am not intending to give you any kind of legal advice today. The information in this podcast could affect your legal rights, so do make sure that you consider hiring a good trademark lawyer to help you through the process of trademarking your brand. That is always the best way to make sure that your interests are best protected. I also need to say that this podcast is based on the American legal system. So if you live in another country, some of the rules governing how you're going to go about getting a trademark might vary. So make sure that you look into what the specific rules are in your jurisdiction, depending on where you live. If you do business in the U.S., though, you definitely want to consider trademarking your brand in the U.S., even if that isn't your main place of business or your headquarters are based. Okay, so let's dig into how to make sure, first of all, you don't find yourself in hot water as you're developing your brand. That's actually a really critical step. And then we're going to talk about how to protect your own brand once you're sure that you're on solid ground with your brand. So the first thing I want to talk about is do not use, this may seem obvious, but it's really not that obvious to everybody. So I want to make sure we go through this. Don't use a name or a tagline that is already in use. When choosing a name and a logo for your company, and don't choose a logo that's already in use either. When choosing a name and a logo for your company, make sure to research whether that name or logo or tagline is already in use, particularly in the industry that your company will be in. And really make sure you don't create a logo that looks like one from another company as best as you can determine. It's really important to go through this first step. You can search your, there are several ways to figure this out. One, you can search your state records for names. Usually, the Secretary of State's office will have the ability to search LLCs and corporations in your state. And so you can do a state-based search in your own state to determine whether the name is taken. And then you also may want to do a state-by-state search in any other state you plan to do business now or the future. There are services that will do an aggregated national search for you that you pay a fee, and they'll check all of the state trademarking databases, and that's probably worth the fee to get that done if you're going to be doing business on a national level. So that's one place to look. Also, you want to search national records. Again, there are services that will do that for you for a fee, but you can also go to TESS, T-E-S-S, S is in Sam, T-E-S-S, that's at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It's a search engine there on PTO's website. And you can actually search through their records yourself. It takes a little bit of time. Depends on how comfortable you are with doing these types of searches. Some people are really, internet savvy and really comfortable with doing keyword searches, and other people are not. If you're not comfortable with it, I'd hire a service to help you with it. I also recommend doing just a Google search for any name that you want to use to see if the domain is taken or any variation of it. So plug it in as a URL for sure and see if someone's using it, and use the .com, .net, .biz, .org, you know, the different variations, and make sure it's not being used. You can also go to GoDaddy.com and they'll search for you. And then also just do a keyword search on Google to see if anyone's using that name or any combination of the words that you're wanting to use for their business already. The reason for this is when it comes to trademarking, prior use establishes priority for the right to use that name. So even if somebody doesn't have a trademark, if they've been using a brand name or a URL, they are going to have a good argument that they own it, even though it's not a registered trademark. So you want to look for prior use, and you definitely want to shy away from something that's already being used. And really, this is important because, particularly if you're dealing with a big company, if you do something that is sort of reminiscent of their trademarked name or tagline or logo, they are generally not shy about enforcing their trademarks. And you don't want to end up getting a cease and desist letter from an in-house attorney just after you spent your last red cent having your logo and branding designed. So make sure the name and the URL that you want to use is not being used already by somebody else. If your name or logo could cause confusion between your company and the one with an already established trademark, that's where the real trouble is. That's when you could be found to be infringing upon their trademark. And if you are, you could be forced to change your name, logo, packaging, or anything else that uses the infringing mark. And if you have any market traction already, you would then have to rebuild your brand and lose the work that you already put into marketing that infringing name, brand, or logo, because you basically have to start from scratch. That includes your Google PageRank and all of that, and your Alexa PageRank. So you add to that then the potential money damages and attorney's fees that you might face, and it, you know, not doing your homework about your trademarks becomes an expensive and really potentially fatal detour for your business. So you've got to take that part of this process extremely seriously. Once you've done that, let's talk about how to protect your trademarks. Once you're sure that you are not at risk of infringing on someone else's trademarks, make sure that you've properly trademarked your own logo, taglines and even your product names and even maybe your packaging. Trade dress is another thing that you can protect so that you have the ability to protect your intellectual property and branding if someone else attempts to infringe on your trademarks in the future, which, you know, is possible. As I said before, generally use of the trademark itself does give you some protection. So I recommend that you begin using the TM symbol. You see that little, it's a superscript TM that you put above your tagline or above your product name. Begin using that as soon as you start using the thing you want trademarked, because the date on which you begin using it is critical. What I'm saying is always include that symbol on your website, on all of your advertising, on all your correspondence and emails with customers, all written materials at a minimum. Use that TM symbol. And also document when you first begin using that trademark. You know, if you can print a screenshot of your website using that trademark and it's a dated screenshot so you can tell what date on which you printed it, print that and save it for your records. Sort of an old school way to do it, which I think would still be very effective, is to print something off using the trademarked name or mark or logo and mail it to yourself through the regular U.S. mail in a stamped envelope. And then when you receive it, do not open the envelope. Just file the whole thing away. It's going to have a postmark on it, which will be conclusive evidence of the date, as long as you don't open that envelope. And keep that in your files. That way, if there's ever a dispute, you can take that sealed envelope to a judge and have the judge open it, and that date will be conclusive of when you began using the mark. Simple, inexpensive way to protect yourself. But I will say the very best way to protect yourself is to file with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in order to have a registered trademark. And when you have a registered trademark, that's the point at which you begin to use the R symbol, that's the R in the circle. You can only use that if you have a registered trademark. Until then, use the TM. And, of course, I recommend hiring a good lawyer for this because the paperwork to get things trademarked can be tricky, especially in today's day and age, and you want to make sure it's done right. You can file the paperwork yourself, but often what happens is you'll file something with the trademark office, and then they will bounce back some objections or questions needing clarification or the like, and it helps to have a lawyer on board that's versed in having these conversations and is a known quantity to the trademarking office. So it's something to think about. As I mentioned in my last podcast, I am in the process of launching a new information library on my website called the Business Brilliance University. And so it's a good alternative if you just don't feel like a lawyer is an option for you right now. My university is going to provide you with downloadable templates, checklists, and audio that will help you deal with all aspects of getting your legal foundation in place. And we're just about to go live with the entire library. So make sure you go to my website today and join my email list so that you have notice of when that university is officially open. And I will have information in there about trademarking. I'm really excited to provide business owners with an affordable and easy to implement alternative to hiring an expensive lawyer or lawyers, because often you need specialists. So my web address for quick reference is www.jessicaevesmatthews.com, and that's Matthews with one T. But regardless of how you choose to proceed, do not decide not to trademark your branding. That would be an expensive mistake if someone else decides to use your name, logo, or a variation of your logo. And that might happen deliberately or it might happen innocently. But if you don't have a registered trademark, you might not be able to stop them from using your name or your logo or some variation of it. And at the very least, you're going to have less protection under the law to go after them, to get an injunction and to get money damages. And you might even end up losing your right to use your own name or logo in the future if you don't adequately protect yourself now. There are people out there pirating ideas all the time. I've actually spent a fair amount of time as a litigator dealing with pirated materials and chasing after people who were pirating trademarked and patented materials for some of my clients. And there are people out there that do that deliberately. So don't think you're immune from it, especially if you have a good idea. Okay, so I've glossed over this because it really is a fairly complicated subject. So make sure you find someone knowledgeable in trademarks or a resource that's going to provide you with information on trademarks to help you navigate this process. If you have any questions, you can always email us at support@jessicaevesmatthews.com. I hope this has been helpful, and I really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for joining the ePodcast Network. Next time, we'll deal with step 3 and how to protect your brilliant ideas. I'm looking forward to that. Until then, make it a great week, and remember to be brave, be bold, and be business brilliant.
This is Tom Scott, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that really explains, why the rhino for me became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.